Jargon Bootcamp, the 40 terms you'll hear most. Why this module? This is the module that pays off at dinner. NICU speech is dense with abbreviations and inside shorthand, and most of it is learnable in an afternoon. Get these 40 terms down and you'll stop nodding along and start actually following the story and occasionally finishing her sentence. Learning objectives: decode the highest frequency NICU abbreviations and shorthand. Understand the culture-specific terms, champagne tap, ex-preemie phrasing, that signal you're an insider. Use time and status shorthand, day of life, status post, corrected age, correctly. The main idea: let's group the jargon the way it actually clusters in speech, because that's how you'll hear it. First, how babies are labeled by time and history. Day of life, abbreviated DOL, is how old the baby is since birth. DOL5 means the fifth day of life, and the whole unit runs on this clock. Corrected age, also adjusted age, which you met in Module 1, is the age after subtracting the weeks born early. It's the fair yardstick for a preemie's development. Babies are described by their birth gestation for life. An ex-preemie, or more specifically, an ex-24-weeker, is a person who was born at that gestation, no matter how old they are now. You'll hear, "She's a former 24-weeker," about a toddler in follow-up clinic. Then there's SP, meaning status post, medical shorthand, for after or having had. SP PDA ligation means the baby already had that heart surgery. And NPO, from a Latin phrase, means nothing by mouth, no feet, gut resting. Second, the lung and breathing words, which dominate because lungs dominate. RDS is respiratory distress syndrome, the surfactant deficiency disease of premature lungs. All of ARC-2 is really about this. CPAP, continuous positive airway pressure, is gentle pressure delivered through the nose to hold the lungs open without a breathing tube. ETT is the endotracheal tube, the breathing tube itself, and to intubate is to place it. PPV is positive pressure ventilation, pushing breaths in, usually with a bag and mask at first. FiO2 is the fraction of inspired oxygen, from 21% room air up to 100%. SATs are oxygen saturations, the percentage of hemoglobin carrying oxygen, read continuously off a pulse oximeter. DSAT is a drop in that number, and A's and B's, apnea and bradycardia, are the classic preemie spells where breathing pauses and the heart rate falls, the bread and butter events of any NICU night. BPD, bronchopulmonary dysplasia, is the chronic lung disease that follows prolonged ventilation, the long-term price of keeping premature lungs going. Third, the disease and organ abbreviations that name the big complications, each of which gets its own module later. IVH is intraventricular hemorrhage, bleeding in the brain, graded 1 through 4. PVL is periventricular leukomalacia, injury to the brain's white matter. NEC, said neck, necrotizing enterocolitis, is the feared gut catastrophe. PDA is a patent ductus arteriosus, a fetal blood vessel connection that's supposed to close after birth and sometimes doesn't. ROP is retinopathy of prematurity, the abnormal eye vessel growth that can threaten sight. HIE is hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy, brain injury from oxygen deprivation around birth, mostly a term baby problem. PPHN is persistent pulmonary hypertension of the newborn, where the lung's blood vessels stay clamped down as if the baby were still in the womb. CDH is congenital diaphragmatic hernia, the diaphragm defect that lets abdominal organs crowd the chest. CLD, chronic lung disease, is often used interchangeably with BPD. Fourth, the lines, feeds, and nutrition shorthand. UAC and UVC are the umbilical arterial and venous catheters, lines threaded into the vessels of the umbilical stump in the first days, giving instant access without sticking a tiny baby repeatedly. A PICC is a peripherally inserted central catheter, a long-term IV line. TPN, total parenteral nutrition, is complete nutrition delivered through a vein when the gut can't be used. EBM is expressed breast milk, and NGOG tubes, nasogastric or orogastric, run through the nose or mouth into the stomach to deliver feeds a preemie is too immature to take by mouth. Trophic feeds are tiny priming volumes of milk given not for calories, but to wake the gut up gently. Fifth, procedures, scores, and the human touches. The Apgar score is the 0 to 10 rating of a newborn's condition at 1 and 5 minutes after birth. Color, heart rate, reflexes, tone, breathing. An LP, lumbar puncture, spinal tap, samples spinal fluid to check for meningitis. The celebrated result is a champagne tap, a spinal tap so clean, with zero red blood cells, that tradition says the supervising doctor owes the trainee a bottle of champagne. Kangaroo Care is skin-to-skin holding of the baby against a parent's bare chest, which genuinely stabilizes preemies and is one of the warmest scenes in the unit. Antenatal steroids are the steroids given to a mother in preterm labor to speed the baby's lung maturation before birth, one of the highest impact interventions in the whole field. And a code is an emergency resuscitation. To run the code is to lead it. A few culture notes so you read the tone right. Champagne tap is said with delight. It's a small joy and a hard job. A's and B's is said with fatigue. It means a fussy night of alarms. Former 24-weeker is said with a particular respect, because everyone in the room knows what that baby survived. And when your girlfriend rattles off DOL-40, X-24-weeker, SPPDA ligation, now on CPAP, feeds advancing, she has just compressed a 2-month medical saga into one breath. And by the end of this course, you'll be able to unpack every word of it. At a level 4 center, the vocabulary runs heavier on the surgical and rescue end. You'll hear CDH, ECMO, and PPHN far more than at a general unit, because those cases concentrate there. The shorthand is also denser on rounds, because the patients are more complex and the team is more experienced, so the ability to decode fast is part of how the unit moves. Quick review. Question: what does DOL mean? Answer: day of life, day since birth. For example, DOL-5. Question: what does SP mean? Answer: status post, after, or having already had, for example, SPPDA ligation. Question: what is a champagne tap? Answer: a lumbar puncture so clean, zero red blood cells. That tradition says the supervisor buys the trainee champagne. Question: what is kangaroo care? Answer: skin-to-skin holding of the baby on a parent's bare chest. It stabilizes preemies. Question: what are A's and B's? Answer: apnea and bradycardia, preemie spells of paused breathing and dropping heart rate. Question: what does NPO mean? Answer: nothing by mouth, no feeds, the gut is rested. Question: what is FiO2? Answer: fraction of inspired oxygen, from 21% room air to 100%. Question: distinguish CPAP from an ETT. Answer: CPAP is gentle nasal pressure with no tube, and ETT endotracheal tube is the breathing tube placed by intubation. Question: what is TPN? Answer: total parenteral nutrition, complete nutrition given through a vein when the gut can't be used. Question: what are trophic feeds? Answer: tiny priming volumes of milk, given to gently stimulate the gut, not for calories. Conversation prompts. Basic. When you say the baby was NPO, that just means no feeds, right? You were resting the gut? Middle. Did anyone get a champagne tap this week, or was it all A's and B's? Insider. Give me the one-line sign-out on your sickest kid. DOL, X-whatever-weaker, SP-what, on what support, and I'll try to translate it back.